Once upon a time, in a galaxy far, far away, Jason interviewed some pretty cool people. Here's one of those interviews now.
Yes, all right. Hey, it's Jay Stu and Danielle.
A.K.A. Wonder Librarian, A.K.A. Marty McFly again from part two.
Yes, and we're here at the Canadian Toy Con here in lovely Burlington.
Yes.
And we're here with the man, the one and only, appearance number 22.
22?
Yep. 22?
It's 22.
2200.
Close.
Okay.
With Alfonso.
So then, hello everybody.
Hello.
So then we've been thinking, Sarah just brought it up, and I think that you guys be ready because we're going to have the first Alfonso-thon where we're going to collect the best of the baddest jokes that I have throughout this podcast. Put them all together in one single hour so then you can actually at the end of that hour feel like you are like...
I'm actually really excited about this event now.
I'm thinking closer to Cambridge on a day off that I have.
Yeah.
By then we should have 24 shows.
24?
I can play one an hour for 24 hours.
That would be, oh my God.
And everyone can cosplay as Alfonso.
Yeah.
We had a little beer.
Yeah.
Or any of his characters are fine.
Oh, yeah. That's good, too.
Yeah.
I like that.
So, yeah.
It's happening now.
Oh, it is.
Facebook page.
Oh, jeez.
I'll find something.
Hey, I'm dying.
By the way,
yes.
before I forgot.
Okay.
Thank you very much, you guys. We've been, like, I cannot believe that it's only 24 podcasts that we've been, like, going through.
Yeah.
Has it been, like, a whole story?
Yeah,
I've seen people come and go on the podcast. I think that I knew all of them, the original staff, the newer staff.
Yeah,
it's just fantastic, and we keep going.
That's right.
This is the thing.
The we legacy keep lives on forever.
Yeah,
and you'll be here till the end.
Until the end, right?
Yeah.
Well, this is interview 165.
800-year-old Jay here.
I guess too. And then, by the way, happy Father's Day. I know that this
you as well.
Be, happy Father's Day to you, Jay Stu, to all the fathers around there.
Yes.
To Darth Vader.
To Darth Vader.
Darth Vader.
Yes. To Darth McFly.
Yes.
You go on forever.
Yes. Yes. So congratulations. I saw the announcement for Articon the other day.
Yes. Pretty excited.
Yeah.
You know, like I mentioned before, like Articon was kind of like them. How can I say it? Like them. What's the date on Marty McFly?
Oh.
Back to the Future Day?
Back to the Future Day. The beginning of the past? No,
yeah, like the actual date when Marty travels to the past.
What? Just Back to the Future Day, I think. Yeah.
What day is it?
What's the date?
Oh, October 21st, 2015.
So that's the October 21st.
Yeah.
In our thing, because that's a date when the Aracon day, that's when everything kind of like got together.
Okay,
I mean,
got it, yeah.
I got a chance to meet you, Danielle, and then, of course, Jay Stu, John Ballmer, and then. It kind of like it's kind of like an iconic day that happened. So then knowing that the show is coming back, I mean, it's like, oh wow, that's good.
I'm excited.
Yeah, because when was the last one? 2013?
Yeah.
Okay.
We were only around 3 months when that show happened. That was our first event.
That was my first show where I had a table among people that like the geek culture. Because before I'd done craft shows, that didn't really work.
Yeah.
So
I wasn't even part of that first interview. I just stood there while Ballmer interviewed you.
Yes. I remember that. I think John Ballmer just came around like, hey, buddy, and this is John Ballmer. We're running a podcast. It's called
Was that your first interview then?
It was one of our first interviews, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, I know that I was in the first wave along with Toronto Batman.
Oh,
what's Toronto Batman? Did you remember?
Oh, my God.
That
yes.
The guy was like screaming. Like,
he's awesome.
He was yelling while we were interviewing you.
Yeah.
Go back. Character.
Yeah. Go back to that first podcast and then you can actually listen to it. He's like yelling.
He likes to be well known.
Yeah.
He likes to be heard.
We finally got to interview him last year, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
That was fun.
He was funny.
That's fun.
What else? So I saw you did an outdoor event yesterday.
Yeah, you know what? Like I have that really cool per se relationship with the people at Cambridge, and the guys that are running this Cambridge Arts Festival that is only dedicated to the arts. arts, music, mm-hmm. dance, and all different type of arts. Then they invited me for the, now is the third year, fourth year that I'm doing that show.
Okay.
That type of, the type of crowd that you got there is a completely different crowd that you can find a comic book show, because mm-hmm. over there it is a completely brand new market, if you want to see it somehow, right? The people that they actually are looking and they're seeing the comic book as an art form. Mm-hmm. So then when you see it along like paintings and crafts and all these different type of media, you can see that it's kind of interesting how they blend mm-hmm. comic book with the whole thing. So more than that, I'm over there, to be honest, because it's one of the few outdoor shows that I do.
Yeah.
Most of the shows that I do, they're inside, yeah. big halls, conventions, scenes, and all stuff. But then that one specifically, that show is an outdoor show. So then I got the opportunity to be over there and then just chill a little. Fun show.
Oh, that's cool.
It's a really cool show. And they're doing really well. I mean, they grow. I'm ready for next year. They're already coming up. That's cool. That's really cool.
Nice. What else can we talk about? Inside the panels has gone live?
Well, yes. So we finally put it live right at Niagara Falls Con. Mm-hmm. So that you guys were one of the media people that they were like at the time of the
yep. mm-hmm.
the bell, like when we actually announced the whole thing for the inside the panels. I will say that right now the whole website and everything is going really well.
That's cool.
And one thing that we're trying to focus is and to see how many people we have creating awareness of it. So we have so far on our Facebook page, we have about 224 people that are interested in this type of thing.
That's cool.
So we'll see how many more they will get along in this time. But as of right now, yeah. So then we are pretty happy to announce that documentary. It's fun, right? How mm-hmm. the whole idea came together, that we are going to be working and we're going to be creating a comic book from beginning to end to make sure that to make sure that you guys as a viewer of this movie, as a third person viewing the whole process, mm-hmm. Learn a little bit of how we do the comic.
Yeah.
Right? That the process of how we're going to be doing the comic in our very own style. That doesn't mean that this is going to be like an educational video.
Yeah.
Right? Because most of the people, they say like, oh, okay, then you're going to rule me or then you're going to tell me how to do comics. No, no, no.
No, that's not like suggesting and like kind of seeing it, and because yeah, like I mean, I've always been interested to see how it kind of comes from beginning to end,
beginning
concept
to end.
And whatnot, and so and then, interesting.
And then based on that, there's also videos. There are educational videos.
Yeah.
Education. I mean, like you have a YouTube. Boom, where like mm-hmm. people they sit down there and they teach you how to use like Photoshop or these
yeah.
online tools, and they tell you how to do the best shading and the best approach depending the piece of artwork. I mean, we are not looking this, like I said, as mm-hmm. an educational piece. We're trying to achieve two goals, right? Goal number one is to show you how we do the comic, right?
Yeah.
So our process to do it. It might be right. It might be wrong.
Yeah.
Right?
More than one way, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, it doesn't matter. At the end of the day, it is that we're going to have a final product. That's our whole goal, right? Yeah. And the second goal of this documentary is to inspire more Canadian mm-hmm. comic book creators. I mean, mm-hmm. there's a bunch in there.
Oh, yeah?
And you see it coming in every convention, man. Like, you mm-hmm. see people that are really inspired, that they really want to create comics
yeah.
in their own way. And, again, we cannot tell them which one is the right one. So the only thing that we can tell them is like, hey, this is the way that we do it.
Yeah.
Maybe that's something that you, along the way, you can pick and use for your own benefit. I'm happy with that.
Yeah, that's cool.
Inspiring people. I mean, it's kind of like one of the things that I always been interested in, being that part of the people that they kind of like get inspired from what I have. I mean, I don't want to become like that, like a person who's look always like you have to seek inspiration in him. No, no, no. I mean, at least like leave something for that person and mm-hmm. you know, move along on the map, right? But yeah, I mean, that's fun. So far, we have, if I'm not mistaken, something like 40 hours or 60 hours of footage.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
And we're using, like, stage number one, that is the character development.
Mm-hmm.
So we're finishing that part. It's cool to see how the whole title of the comic, we're doing a comic that is, the name of the comic is Jay Thunder.
Okay.
You will learn more about the character, so it's going to be a tricky character because it's not as easy as you thought creating a new Canadian comic
okay.
based on the characteristics that we have done for our very own comic.
So is it like a new comic that's going to be exclusively for this inside the panels, or?
Well, what happened is, and with that being said, two years ago, right after like I met you, we got the Geek team and all the stuff. Then I started working really close with John Bowman.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Yeah.
So then at some point we kind of like developed this character. I brought the idea to him, said like, hey, John, you know what? This is what I have on one of my files. Why don't you take a look and maybe we can work something out.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, like, okay, I'll take a look. We worked some ideas. He worked a little bit of the on the image and the visual part of the character. So then he brought some to the table. I brought a little bit more. And we start building this character, right? But, of course, with so many shows going on, of course, every single one of us, we have, like, personal life. We don't just...
Yeah.
So then at some point, we kind of, like, put that idea aside. And we didn't touch it for those 2-3 years. Then there was this whole concept of we have to put a new... I have an opening to bring a new title on the whole Studio Comics line. And then we have this opportunity to maybe document the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
So say like, hey, you know what? Do you remember that character that we talked about like so many years ago? Maybe we can now put it all together and then show people, right? Mm-hmm. Because then most of the artists that I have, they are like in Mexico, Argentina, Brazil. So then since you're here,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Then we can actually do something that is going to leave the mark. And then he's like, yeah, let's do it. And then we kind of like plan it. Believe it or not, before we actually start shooting, we sit down like about maybe 3 or 4 months just on planning.
Yeah.
And how we're going to move the whole project, right?
Mm-hmm.
Besides Johnny Ballmer, who's going to be taking care of part of the artwork and doing all this stuff, because at the end of the day, he's a really talented guy.
Yeah.
He's a really good guy, really talented. He has his very own style, particular, really solid style. I also have like a really talented team that are like participating in different areas, right? So like for instance, Goldie,
okay.
The guy who's taking care of the cameras and directing and making sure that all the footage gets together in one single spot. So then that makes it really, really fun to see how he's working everything together to make sure that everything is paced correctly. Another thing that we want to show in this documentary is besides our very own vision of how we do the comics is how the professionals or the people that they've been on the field for so many years, how they do it or how they did it back in the day or how they're doing it currently.
Okay.
So we're going to approach some of the big names in the Canadian comic book industry. We're going to have a little bit of interview with them and have those little pieces input at the same time on the documentary. Again, it's just a showing process of how we do it, how the other people do it, and the last word of if this is right or this is wrong is the viewer who's going to be saying, yeah, you know what, you're right. And then, of course, like showing you that comic books in Canada, there are more than 3 or 4 characters that we already know.
Yeah.
So there's a lot.
There's a lot of Canadian content, but I think it's like largely left out of the whole comic book canon, right? So let's like bring more to the forefront.
Yeah. I think you have, for instance, like you have those little few guys that they're really working out in their own project and process, and then because they don't see the light at the end of the tunnel, they kind of like get half the way and says, fine, I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do this anymore. I'm going to finally do whatever I'm dreaming all the time. I'm going to go and work on a Tim Hortons, right? Or do something else that completely different. So then show that part too, right? What happens along the way? So it's an interesting approach of that we're going to be taking on this project. And it's a full thing. And, of course, one thing that I said is, like, the team that I have is committed to do this.
Oh, yeah.
So if you don't have the commitment, because either or, if we... because right now we have a running, by the way, Kickstarter.
Oh, yeah.
So then we have this whole Kickstarter. We prepare some prizes, or I don't know how Kiara calls it, the rewards.
Mm-hmm. Rewards, yeah.
Rewards, okay.
Yeah.
So where you, if you put like $5 or 10 or whatever, you get like a T-shirt or a video or a,
nice.
I don't know, some sort of like conversation with us on Facebook, mm-hmm. on what is it, Skype?
Oh, okay.
Like, I don't know, right? It's different type of prices or things that you're giving away depending how much you put. But either or, if this project gets successful on Kickstarter or not, we're still filming it. Mm-hmm. I mean, we are going to be at the end, because that's part of like my way of doing things, mm-hmm. is that if you start something,
you got to finish it.
You got to finish, right? You already finished it. I mean, so far we have one or two people already put in a bid, and then if, like I said, if one or two people are believing in this project, then you have to at least accomplish that for that one person. So you cannot leave that person hanging, saying like, oh, okay, you know what? You might be asking for 5, 10, 20,000 people to watch this film. And I'm the one supporting it. So for that person who's supporting this project,
yeah.
Of course I want to make it happen. And that goes for like any of the titles, any of the projects that I put myself on the line, right? So for him and for everybody who's supporting this project, we're going to make it happen, right? One way or another. So I'm really happy to say that I'm excited to see this. I've never been involved in this type of like filming type of thing. Mm. So it has been fun. So
yeah,
do you have a date you're shooting for to get this out? Or?
Well, we have, so far right now, we are moving in stages. So right now we have the stage of character development completed.
Mm-hmm.
We normally use Tuesdays. That's kind of like our interaction day, right?
Right.
So John and myself, we go on our places, in our offices, on his office, his mm-hmm. basement, or the place that he decides to do the shooting.
Right.
And myself, I go into my office, we put cameras, we have the interaction to see how the idea is coming along, and we get all the film material that we're giving to Goldie, and then he takes care of like getting all the pieces that he's going to need, right?
All right.
So far it has been one day a week where we are interacting, both of us. Since right now character development is kind of like the most important, and then you cannot really rush it, and everything comes back into the research. When you're doing a character, and when you're creating a brand new character, you have to sit down and think about like how this character is going to be working, not only in issue number one or the first panel.
Like an arc, yeah.
Yeah, you have to really give them, like, give birth to this character. And I'm just thinking, if a human form, a human being, takes about 9 months, 8 months to be born,
yeah,
this guy cannot be born without all this research that has to be there. So then you really have to work this character to make sure that it's going to be a person, it's going to be a character, a believable character, and it's going to last for long, right? So we're on that process right now. I think that we accomplished really good characteristics for character, so we're good. So we're good to go. I mean, like, the next stage now, we're going to start working on a plot. Actually, next week, we're going to start working on a plot. So,
oh, cool.
We're good with that. So then, probably when you listen to this podcast, we're going to be in a different stage. I don't know. But still, like I said, it's a promise that you're going to be able to see this thing come.
You guys,
And that's another thing that I'm really excited to announce right here on the podcast, is that we're working really close with Dave Sim, Creative Service. And we have a few projects that are going to be coming out next year, too.
Oh, cool.
And that's something that you guys have an exclusive. Yeah, the first one to say. No, they've seen.
They're
big announcements. So then, right now, we're giving away some of the uncirculated copies of Cerebus. We have Certificate of Authenticity. And then also the one thing that the reason why Dave Sim is not showing up in public is not because he's really, really busy. Right here. So not because he's really, really busy, it's because he has been labeled as a few years ago as a misogynist, right?
Okay.
So then he said it himself long time ago, he said it like, I'm not gonna be showing up in any other show or any public. I'm not gonna do any person like one on one person interviews until I reach the 2,000 signatures that he's requiring on his iPetition online. So then now, in order for us to create awareness of it, then we have friends like... Is that okay if I say your name?
What's that?
Is that okay if I say your name?
Yeah.
Okay. So we have friends like Ryan right now, who is actually supporting the cause, that he does believe that Dave Sim is not what he's been called before. So then we're happy that we are actually reaching more of that public as well. We are half the way. We're about like 1,000 signatures right now.
Yeah.
So then that's awesome. So as you notice, we're like a...
Yeah, he used to do a lot of in-store signings at my local store, now in books.
Yes. Now and then.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
Years ago. Much younger man back then.
Yeah. Well, Now and Then Books, that was like the very first comic book show that I've ever known.
It was the best store. Is it like the first store ever had like in-store signings? Yeah, yeah. Like 74. So at the time, it was the oldest store in America.
Oh, wow. The only store. And the oldest store at the time of... Now and Then Comics, that was one of the oldest stores that used to be in the whole area, in the whole North American area. That was considered the only comic book store around that time. We used to have it on Kitchener, where those little pieces of history, of Canadian history in the comic book, that's what it makes it so interesting. So yeah, so that's what we have. Sorry, I ramble a lot.
Oh, that's fun. That's good. Not a worry, man.
We had a guest there too for a bit.
Yeah. Any big summer plans? Or are you just doing shows every week?
I think that's
my life. I mean, like, I don't know, like, not the next little wild on the calendar. I have schedule. Let's see here.
Oh, here's the calendar.
Yeah, so then we have, I have presentation of chapters, the last few presentations that I will be doing with the graphic novels, with the Algic City, the 2010.
That's cool.
Then right after that, of course, Canada Day, I will try to just stay at home. Yeah. But then right after that, we're going to Montreal Comic Con.
Oh, wow.
Hey, cool.
That's going to be a fun show. From there, like, have like a full week at Comics and Scenes at Kitchener, Cambridge. So I'll be doing that. I'm still waiting for Com Bravo. I don't know.
Oh, definitely.
So I don't know. I don't know if that's going to happen. But
we're still waiting too.
Yeah, so then from there, I have a few shows that I can announce. It's Oshawa Comic Con, of course. And then the most wanted and waited show, the Cambridge Comics Arts Festival.
Oh, yeah.
Saturday, the 27th of August, a week before Fan Expo. So,
yeah.
I can't wait. Yeah.
It's full things.
40 people, you said? 40 artists?
Well, that's exciting news. We have about 40 plus, more than 40 artists that they submit their application. I do work together with the libraries, like I said. And,
I'm a librarian.
And, of course, you know, like in that line, you have to be really specific of what type of material you have to display on the table, especially on a public space when it's a family space, and we're trying to approach the show as a family event, right?
Yeah.
So I know that we have 40 plus applicants. I don't know how many there were, like, actually received, but I know the majority of them, they will be there. I mean, I don't know if there was any, I don't think there was anyone that was denied, I know. But I'm happy to.
Yeah.
It's a family event. It's another thing that we're approaching to the family. Everything related to comics, so that will be good. You guys, you will be there.
Oh, y'all will be there. I can't wait.
You will be there.
Nice.
I know. That's a nice show.
It's a great show. I loved it last year.
Thank you. That's going to... Oh, now think about that times two, because it's times... to the number of the exhibitors that we'll have. It's going to be fun.
I can't wait. Well, as always, sir, thanks for sitting down with us and chatting.
Oh, well, thank you very much for stopping by. Don't forget to check out our social media. Don't forget to check out that. And then if you have a minute, please just take a look at that Kickstarter thing for the Inside the Panel documentary. Cool project. Like I said, we are not going to tell you how. We're going to show you how we do it, and you will be.
Absolutely. That's what you will see.
Yes.
Make sure you check out Studio Comics on social media.
Yes, yes.
On the Facebooks and Twitter.
Twitters and all those little things.
All the good things.
I don't even know. There's a new thing. It's called The Swarm.
I haven't even heard of that one.
I don't even know. I'm like, what is... Yes. So
are you on Instagram?
I think so.
We have an Instagram. I've never used it.
I know that if you put things on Instagram automatically goes on all social media. That's something
I
just
do that. Sync it all, yeah.
I'm like, oh, okay, well, click.
I guess I have an Instagram. All right, man. Well, thanks a lot, and we'll talk to you soon for number 23.
Yeah.
All right.
Looking for a new comic book reading experience? Found it. Studio Comics. Led by Alfonso Espinoz, Studio Comics has a variety of talented artists and writers bringing tales of crystal skulls, circus freaks, and misunderstood superheroes. Check out their website at studiocomics.com. That's studio, comix.com. And you can purchase their comics at better comic book shops near you.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes. Thank you.